Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
If you ever walked in on your mom having sex with a mongoose, you've come to the right podcast. I'm one half of the Brohio podcast. I got four wisdom teeth removed, so I got a slight speech impediment. I'm the my name's Nick.
I'm Rob. Hey, guys, what's going on? So let's talk about your teeth. Let's get back into that.
We missed a little bit of time because of my teeth, but dude, it's not healed.
You survived, though.
Yeah, I'm still, well, I haven't survived yet. There's a lot more to it, but let's first satisfy the insatiable desire for our new Patreon.
Oh, okay, let's do it.
Subscribers, just to say thank you to all those beautiful people.
Let me get to it. There
you
go.
First off is River Thompson. River, thank you. I fucking love the name River, dude.
That is a sweet name.
Man, woman, cat, dog, I'm fucking him either way.
Real cool.
Good name.
Yep. Next we got Jared Denard. Thank you very much, Gerard.
Jared Denard, thank you for your Patreon pledge. Next up we got Liam Peck. He's named after a dick. That's unfortunate. Liam Peck, thank you for you named after a dick or nipples, I'm not sure. But Liam Peck, thanks for joining us in the Patreon club.
Next we got Jack Atlas. That kind of sounds like a wrestler's gimmick.
Yeah, or a porn star.
Yeah.
One or the other. Kyler, thank you, Kyler, for your Patreon pledge. It's Kyler with a C and a Y, guys, so don't get that twisted.
They're like, what, C and a Y? Connor James, thank you very much, Connor.
Clay Lloyd, as in Floyd Mayweather. I think that who's the Paul brother that knocked out and nearly killed the UFC fellow this weekend?
Jake Paul?
That was the nastiest fucking right hook I've
ever
seen.
Oh, yeah. That was a fucking punch, man.
That was a...
I knew that's how it was going to end. I didn't want it to end that way, but...
Neither did I, man.
You can't fucking deny Jake Paul's punching power.
God damn.
Love him or hate him, that fucker can punch.
I hate him, but god damn, was that a right hook, dude.
He's growing on me as a boxer. Not as a human, but no, as a boxer.
Yeah, I wish him all the best. But
me too.
Clay Floyd Lloyd, thanks for the Patreon pledge, buddy.
Kim Brown, hopefully you're not related to Dan Brown.
Yeah, hopefully that's not the color of your underwear either, Kim. Brent Graham, thanks Brent for your Patreon pledge. Looks like you might be in the anime, so fucking turn us off, buddy. That's one thing we don't like. People that jerk off the anime, that's nasty and creepy. Don't do that.
And next, Ryan Kendall. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we got LR Corndog, my favorite delicacy, North American delicacy, the corndog. Well, very delicious.
Love me a fucking corndog. Love to fuck corndogs. Javi Mendevil. Thank you very much, Javi.
I like to fuck Javi. Thank you, Javi, for eating me out. Aaron Hybe, as in Hyman the Hybe. Aaron, you're not the lowest B, you're the Hybe. So we appreciate you. Not those skimpy little A's. He's the Hybe.
And the Condor. But instead of an E and the, it's a three. Thank you, the three Condor.
David Carter. David Carter, very plain name. I do appreciate that. Probably got a huge sausage on him, but thanks for subscribing to the Ohio Podcast Patreon.
Esco Dior. That's fancy.
That person might be a Native American.
That's regal sounding.
Rain dance. Thank you. And one man band, as in B-A-N-N-E-D. Thank you.
Clever.
All one word. You can get the ad-free content. Go to patreon.com/Ohio Podcast for $1 a month. Also, I got my wisdom teeth pulled last Thursday. It fucking destroyed me, dude. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. People try to tell me it wouldn't be that bad. Most everybody told me it was going to be the worst experience of my life. I have eaten nothing besides pudding cups since then. I've lost about 23 fucking pounds.
Damn,
and
man.
I'm here to tell you, if you think you can live off of just pudding cups and someone told you you can't, they're lying to you. You can do that shit. Yeah, you can, if you dream it, you can do it. Just living off vanilla and chocolate pudding cups. The people at KFC think I work there now. I've gone there so many times for mashed potatoes and gravy.
It's so good.
Listen, from the very beginning, I was a little suspect going into this place. Very nice dentist. I went there to get my teeth cleaned. They were nice people then, so I wasn't too concerned about that. When I'm walking back to the chair to get laid down for my wisdom teeth, we walk past the dentist's actual office where his computer and his desk and his chair is. He's got a gate up. I look in his office. The door's wide open. There's this giant, gorgeous golden doodle in his office sitting there with his fucking hair hanging out. You know, those are goofy looking dogs.
Big dogs.
Big, beautiful. And he was in there just proud as a peacock, dude, sitting there staring at me. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. The dentist brings his dog to work, which I'm completely okay with that.
Yeah.
I think dogs, you know, if you're in a position where you can have your dog with you all the time, I would love to do that. You know, people love dogs, whatever.
I feel like if you put a huge wave cap on a golden doodle, dude, that thing would be it have like beautiful waves.
Yeah, man. They're beautiful.
I guess they got the nice tight curly hair.
This was a cool one. I'll tell you about it in a second.
Hell yeah.
But they lay me down in the chair, they start to give me some gas, some laughing gas, which wasn't really that good.
Nah, it's really not.
It's not that good. And it made me a little happy, but nothing crazy. The dentist comes in, he's like, "How you feeling? You feeling all right? You know, I'm gonna numb you up real quick." Then the hygienist comes in. And she sits down because she has to help him perform the extraction of my four teeth.
Uh-huh.
And if my speech is dragging, it fucking hurts so bad to talk. It hurts to fucking laugh. It hurts to eat. It hurts to shit. Ooh. It hurts to come. It hurts to do everything. But I'm here for it. I'm here for Jeff the Mongoose. Anyways, she sits down and you can tell she's kind of like just staring at me where I feel like she should be getting to work. Like, do something. You know, you this is your thing. Do something. And then she looks over the dentist and she says, "So, is a wisdom tooth extraction just like a regular extraction?" He's like, "No." And then he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I was like, "I don't think this is right." He's like, go give me the other girl. And he said, "Man, I'm sorry." He's like, "We got some new people starting. I'm trying to train some people, and the only way I can train them to do something like this is
hands
to have
on.
Them do it."
Yeah.
But he's like, "I didn't know she's going to sit down and start asking stupid questions like that." But he was super cool about it.
Yeah, that's kind of a question you ask the dentist privately and not over
top of my face.
Yeah,
I was kind of laughing about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And when she said that, of course, you know me, I'm like, "We'll learn it together." We'll figure it out together today. And they're both laughing. My top left wisdom tooth got jammed up inside of my head.
Yeah, you told me about that.
And they had to pick me up off the table and walk me across the facility to get an x-ray halfway through the extraction. I got blood and teeth fragments pouring out of my mouth. It was a fucking nightmare. We go back in there and we lay down. I lay back down on the chair. They show the doctor the x-ray and they find the tooth. He said, "Listen, man, if you're willing to work with me, I'm going to have to lean you all the way back upside down.
Oh, shit.
And I said, let's do this together, buddy, because I'm happy. I'm on the gas.
Yeah.
Like, just give it to me.
Yeah, nothing's messing with you then.
Yeah, and I lay back, and he just keeps on laying, and then I'm almost upside down completely, but I can see past him. He's working on me, and I can see out, like, the way my head's positioned, and he's in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I can see past him through the hallway into his office where the dog is, and his black backpack was sitting kind of, you know, in the doorway, but a little bit back, and I saw the black backpack, and the dog walked past it once, and it caught my eye, but then the dog came back to the black backpack, and then I started watching again, and this dog just starts fucking humping the shit out of his backpack. He mounts his backpack, and he's giving it the corn dog of a lifetime, buddy. He's going to pound town. He's like, he's hunching it, dude. It's trying to get away from him, and he's just bringing it back in. And I'm like, and he, like, the dentist jerks back, and he said, are you okay? I said, yeah. I'm like, all right, I got it. And he starts going at me again, trying to yank this tooth down. I'm like, because the dog's fucking he's a cum on this backpack.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to blow his load on it. And I was there for it. I wanted to watch this dog cum all over this backpack. And then I started laughing again, and he jerked back, and he said, are you okay? You're jerking like I'm hurting you. I said, you're dying. How about your backpack? He said, what? They had a bite block in my mouth?
Oh, yeah.
He took the bite block out. He's like, what? I said, the dog's humping your backpack. And he spun around. He's like, Gordy! He's like, yo, this fucking dog. Gordy! Dude, Gordy just, like, fucking dead-eyed him, just kept on, you know, power moved mouth, and he just kept fucking his backpack. And he's like, Tamara, go get Gordy off my backpack. So the girl walked over, and she's like, Gordy! And Gordy just kept on tearing it up, dude. He was not getting rid of that backpack, but... No, that was a cool experience watching the dog fuck the shit out of that backpack. But that little bunch of black golden doodles running around, man.
That's hilarious.
Well, yeah, it was quite the experience. I'm still healing. Man, if you're in your 20s, get it done now. Don't let it get worse, because they got to come out in your mid-30s. There's like prehistoric teeth growing in there.
It's
fucking like I'm trying to pull teeth from Middle Earth. And I'm sorry, Rob, if you can smell my breath right now, because... It smells like hot garbage trash can. I can't fucking brush my teeth. I can, but you can't brush all your mouth.
Yeah.
No matter what I do, and then also he perforated my sinus. So he put a hole in my sinus. So he went so far up that he put a hole between, you know, your sinuses right here.
Yeah.
He went so far up right here that his tool poked a hole in my sinus.
Oh, shit.
And now if I close my nose and push it, it'll whistle. It's not as bad as it was, but they said it's not bad enough to where I'll need major surgery. But it's...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It fucked me up, dude.
Damn, dude.
I wish Gordy would have cummed all over that backpack so hard.
I think they're trying to fucking give you the old...
Oh, my God. It was so fucking bad. I just want to die right now.
Man, they're trying to give you the old lobotomy.
We did. Yeah, I'm smarter. I feel a lot smarter. Smarter knowing I'll never do that shit ever again.
Yeah, maybe those wisdom teeth were holding you back.
Yeah.
You never know.
All right, man sentenced. This guy's a smart guy here. Man sentenced to 3.5 years in prison after transferring $23,500 in ex-girlfriend's phone by pulling open her eyelid. A man in South China's Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison after transferring some 150,000 yuan from his $23,000 American USD. From his ex-girlfriend's phone using her facial recognition by pulling up her eyelids while she was sleeping.
Damn, that's a heavy sleeper.
The man, surnamed Huang, who was actually a compulsive gambler, burdened, this is like Squid Games, dude, burdened by the debt at the time, called his ex-girlfriend, surnamed Dong.
Lucky.
Oh, it's a lucky Dong. In December last year, Huang told her he wanted to meet her to discuss how he could pay back more than almost $10,000 he borrowed from Dong when they were together. That afternoon, the man volunteered to take her care of Dong after learning that she was ill, cooking for her and preparing her medicine. What happened next is that Dong fell asleep after taking medicine.
Shit.
Huang unlocked the woman's phone with her fingerprint and pulled up her eyelid to transfer the money using facial recognition. Afterward, Dong surprisingly saw the money transfer on her phone when she woke up and reported it to the police immediately. Police later discovered how the money had been transferred by Huang. Huang was recently sentenced to 3 years and 6 months in prison, fined $3,000.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Get your girl that's got $23,000 in the bank. That's the key.
Fuck, dude.
Just casually transfer over $23,000.
That's about how much negative I am right now.
Yeah, me too. It's life, though. You gotta live it.
Tis the season, my friend.
You know, actually, I told my wife a limit, and she did a good job sticking with it. I'm proud of her, because she could have turned loose, but she stayed around where I asked her to stay, within $100, which is really fucking good.
That's pretty good.
I said, here's what I got. Here's what I got to spare. Here's what bills are coming. And she did good. I'm happy. She said, everything's done. I said, what about you? She said, what about me? I said, did you buy yourself some presents? She said, no. Why would I buy myself some presents? So you buy everybody else's presents, you should probably buy your own, because I can't fucking do that shit. I can't pick the stuff out.
Yeah, I'm not about it.
It's, you kind of just like, as grown ups, you just kind of do what it, you get your shit when you want to get it, and still want my mom and dad to get me stuff, though. That's some shit. I think I know what my mom's getting me, because I only told her one thing, and I hope that's what she gets me. It's called a meter. M-E-A, like meat as in steak.
Mm-hmm.
Meter. It's a Bluetooth thermometer.
Oh, yeah.
That you put in your food, because I'm going to be doing a brisket soon.
You're going to beeps your phone whenever it's ready?
Yeah, well, the Traeger has a probe on it already that does that.
Oh, okay.
But this one's a little more accurate. But I'm going to do a brisket. And I'm going to have you be a part of that.
Nice.
In terms of consuming it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can put a hurting on it.
Maybe your little party there for the New Year's Eve.
So let's do it.
You guys can DM Rob for his address, and so you can come to the New Year's Eve party. Well, to be prepared for a background check, but
we'll meet up at like at a common place, and I'll just blindfold you and take you to the house. And
oh no, let me do that. Yeah, and also happy birthday to Cherie. She's a listener of the podcast. I work with her husband. Oh. Saw him peeing one time. Not working with much, so she uses podcasts to escape her reality in her life,
like many of us do,
and the misery that he brings upon her. And this is one of her favorite podcasts.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
He said, hey, bud, tell my wife happy birthday on your podcast. I said, I got you, buddy. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Cherie.
Both, I've never met her, but her husband is a tremendous person. He's an awesome dude. I'm thankful for him.
Nice.
In his life. He's a good dude, so.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
All right, guys, we're talking about Hefe the Mongoose. And, you know, out of respect for Jack Hanna, because we're from Ohio, and that's where Jack Hanna's from. So we need an animal episode. That's not what I said at all.
Okay.
A lot of people have wrote us over the years and said, check out Jeff the Mongoose. Alex Glock, one of my good buddies, he listens to the show. He wrote me, said, look at this goddamn talking mongoose. And I said, that doesn't really fit with what we're doing here. And then I read the story, and I said, what the fuck? This is perfect for us. This is like a ghost story /, I don't know, mythological critter.
Hell yeah, sounds sexy.
Make heads or tails of it. Happy birthday, Cherie.
Happy birthday.
We're going back to the year 1931, which is the year Rob started shaving his nuts. In Dorlish, Cashin, Isle of Man. Do you know where the Isle of Man is?
Nope.
I'm gonna hook you up real quick.
Cool.
It's right between Ireland and the UK.
Yeah, cool.
It's in the big old body of water right there. It's right in the middle.
Nice.
And if I do sound slurred, I am not intoxicated. I have pits in my mouth where my teeth used to be. I'm still trying to figure out my new speech pattern. Yeah, we're good.
It'll take a minute to get used to.
We're gonna figure it out together. It should be super.
You just got to stuff those pockets with something, man.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to stuff these pockets, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Or you can send it to our super secret email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. That one's going to be coming back to you.
But I was wondering where you were going with that. I was like, damn, we get a super secret email?
Yeah. You know, we did have, for our domain, I bought... Rob@brohiopodcast.com and mm-hmm. Nick@brohiopodcast, but it would get so fucking confusing and unsorted at this point from all the emails. If we changed it now,
yeah,
it would be a little bit of a mess. I think.
Sure.
I don't think I have it anymore though. It was expensive. It was like $80 a month for the mail service.
Damn, yeah, that's not worth it. I don't even check my own emails as it goes.
We're talking about the Irving family, not Michael Irvin, like the crackhead football player from the 80s and 90s that Rob liked so much.
He was a beast.
He was good. But this is the Irving family. They lived in an old farmhouse there in Dorlish, Cashin, Isle of Man, and had to deal with everything that goes along with living in an old farmhouse. And somebody here in this room lives in a kind of an old farmhouse. I wouldn't call it a farmhouse. But like, what is it?
Definitely an old house.
An old house. This house is haunted. Fucking demons and ghosts and shit.
I wish.
That'd
be
fucking cool. All kinds of rickets and crickets. Yeah.
If our house was for sure haunted, though, we wouldn't live there anymore, which kind of sucks.
Your wife would make you guys leave?
Oh, that's her biggest fear, yeah.
Hauntings?
Besides sharks, yeah, which is sharks. More realistic.
what about ghost sharks? That would be scary, yeah, dude.
Definitely, she's noping on that one.
I'd get the fuck out of there for that. Ghost sharks? Yeah.
They went down to our, I think I've told this story before, they went down to our scary basement whenever we first moved in, and it's like, you know, old school basements, like rock walls and shit, and it does have a concrete floor, but it's rock walls. And
bit medieval for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and there's like dirt and shit, and yeah, it's wild. But
when says shit, it's a literal poop,
literal shit. Yeah. And then one time they swore they heard a dog bark. We don't have a dog like down there.
Oh, wow.
And there was no dog in there, and she immediately like ran upstairs.
She was probably her panties barking.
I was probably just upstairs farting or something. Yeah.
We were gonna put the studio down there for a minute. I don't think that was a good idea.
No, it's not climate controlled at all. It floods and gets cold.
Neither is this place right here, but nah. We make do. Now, the family consists of James and Margaret, and they were married, husband and wife. They had a teenage daughter named Vore.
Well, that's very unique,
sensual, sexual name. There, she was just a young girl. It was hard to.
Oh, God, it's like you just made it even worse.
Yeah, I know, Vore. Oh, I'm horny, Vore.
Very sensual and sexual. She was a young girl.
To my defense, she's dead now.
Okay.
Yeah, and she lived to be very old. It was hard to get to their house. They live kind of way up on the mountain there in the Isle of Man, which sounds like a place that you and I should live in the Isle of Man.
Yeah, for real.
penises and balls flying out of the sky and knocking you out.
Yeah, just where dudes go to fuck each other.
If you've ever been knocked out by a dick, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Last night, I stumbled upon a fellow named Brickzilla on the internet. So I don't know how I found him. It was someone tagged me in something on fucking Twitter.
Brickzilla?
Jesus Christ, Rob. I'm going to show you this guy real quick. If you guys
like to do porn?
Yes, he does.
Okay, okay.
Good porn. Guy does whatever he wants.
Brickzilla.
Look him up if you guys get the opportunity, but
yeah. Jesus Christ. How does a skinny dude have such a huge dick?
God, and it curves. It makes like a, look at the curve, yeah, dude, on that thing.
That thing's hanging a UE.
Look at that dick, dude.
Holy fuck.
That's the size of the dick that guy had in the changing room at the prison where I searched him one time.
It hooks left so hard it's trying to get off his fucking body.
Yeah, it can almost get in his butt going around his hip.
Oh my God.
Is that the scariest, biggest dick you've ever seen?
Bro, that's almost down to his knee.
Yeah, that's Brickzilla right there. Imagine him running through the fucking neighborhood hearing that thing clippity-clop on his leg.
Ah, damn.
He's uglier than dog shit, too.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Big ol' waste of dick. Not really. He's making good money doing it.
I swear I've seen that guy at gas stations downtown.
Huge dick. Well,
good Lord.
Now that we've crossed that bridge, I need to get back to where I was.
Someone said, how is he not named Dickzilla?
It's Brickzilla, dude.
He might as well be named Dickzilla with that fucking hog.
Look him up. Brickzilla.
Damn.
In September of 1931, Brickzilla fucked their house and blew it to smithereens. No, that year in 1931, they started dealing with a varmint of some type. You still thinking about that dick, aren't you?
Yeah, man.
Oh, don't make me laugh too hard. I'll bleed out, dude. That's the biggest threat for doing this podcast this evening. I told Rob, I said, we can't get me laughing too hard. I will bleed the fuck out on this stage right here on YouTube. They'll be putting me on Documenting Reality when I bleed out on a live stream. Put my ass on some fucking, Al Jazeera YouTube stream, fucking Facebook video where you guys, you know, click to view the bad content.
That guy's had to have flushed his dick down the toilet a couple times. Fucker, there's no way he doesn't touch the water.
Flushed his dick with them automatic toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I saw one picture of it and I was like, man, he looks like he's laying kind of weird in that one. But it was just him laying on his stomach and his dick and balls pushed out the back.
Yes.
And it was still a full-on dick and balls. Like, if you push my dick and the balls out the back, you get all balls and a little turtle head. This dude laying on his stomach with his dick and balls pushed out the back.
It was like a normal-sized dick.
Still, like, the dick of 12 men.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you did that to me. You can see my pee hole in my balls, and that's all you'd see if I fucking did that shit.
You look like Wilson off Home Improvement.
That's all you'd get from me. Like, oh, what is that? Is that his urethra? Like, yeah, that's his dick hole. That's all you get, pushing out the back.
Oh, shit.
So the Irvings thought they were dealing with some kind of strange varmint, some type of rodent. We've all had them.
Mm-hmm.
Mouse in the house, whatever it is.
Oh, those are the worst.
They thought that it was a weasel or a stoat. I don't know what a stoat is.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like a hamster or some kind of flying rabid.
Sounds like a bird.
Raccoon. Let's look that up. Hopefully it's got a bigger dick than Brickzilla. God. Stoat. Okay, yeah.
It looks like a ferret.
Looks like a mongoose or a weasel. Yeah, no, okay, I don't feel.
Is that a common thing to have in your house? A fucking weasel?
A stoat? I would catch that and raise that as my own.
Dude, yeah, I don't think I'd be that mad if I had a stoat. Like, it's infestation.
It's a beautiful creature right there.
Yeah, man. They're kind of cute.
Oh, stoop. But there was scratching and rustling that had become rather persistent for some time, and the family was kind of wondering, hey, what's going on inside the walls here? We got to figure out what kind of rodent we got in here. They started placing traps around the home, and I don't think these were the friendly kind of traps. They were trying to catch this thing, kill it, eat it, fuck it. I don't know what they're going to do with it. If it's small enough, James is probably going to put it in his ass, because I know that's what I would do with a stoat. Look how... That thing is beautiful.
It is. It's cute.
God, it's a short-tailed weasel. I want a weasel, too. They're ferrets stink like shit. I do not want a ferret. Probably smell the same. But the family, they started placing traps all around. They're trying to catch whatever had infested their walls. They thought that you know, if they didn't catch it soon enough, that it would start to destroy what was inside their house. And I can attest to that. When we used to live in a ranch, probably 10, 12 years ago, we used to leave the back door open and the screen door so Ace could just come and go. God rest his fucking beautiful soul. And mm-hmm. we would leave the back door open so he'd come and go. And I knew something got in the house because there was little droppings. And I said, you got a little mouse. You got to set a mouse trap. Set the mouse trap. Whatever it was taking the bait and not setting the trap. So we thought. And then one morning, my wife's like, nah! She's squealing. She woke me up. I can't even squeal. It hurts too bad. She woke me up and she's like, I just saw something run across the kitchen that was the size of a pop can. And I said,
oh, damn.
You absolutely did not. There is nothing that fucking big in this cracker box in my house. Like 800 square foot house. It was tiny. And she said, no, something fucking big just ran through here. I said, no, bitch, that didn't happen. And I went out there, I looked around, I didn't see anything. And one night we went out with my younger brother, who's kind of, you know, he's kind of a wrangler. He's kind of wild. He's a wild one.
Yeah.
And one of our friends, and we're sitting there just bullshitting on the couch. And then Ace corners something underneath the refrigerator. And you could tell it was big because how big the noise that it was making underneath the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
So all I had was a grilling fork and I shined my flashlight underneath the fridge. And I said, that's a fucking cat or a raccoon or something. And my brother's like, I'm gonna fucking kill it, dude. I'm gonna fucking kill it. So he laid on his back with the grilling fork and he shoved the fork into whatever it was and he went, man, started squealing. And Ace's like, he's upset.
He fucking stuck it with the grilling fork.
Yeah, dude.
We're eating good tonight,
but
boys.
He was laying on his back, flat on his back on the ground, and he stabbed it. But when he stabbed it, he arched his back off the ground and pushed his belly button towards the sky and just put all of his fucking body weight into this thing. Killed it. And he pulled it out, and it was Splinter, dude. It was the biggest rat I'd ever. This thing probably rode a fucking dune buggy in my backyard.
Oh, shit.
Out. And came in, he's probably looking for cigarettes or beer or something.
Yeah.
Big old rat. We didn't get rats around there at all.
Mm-hmm.
Probably fucking 2 feet long from head to tail.
He had one of the New York rats.
Huge rat. Yeah, looking like Master Splinter, like he was about to teach a karate class. That was a bad motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
But we killed it. God rest his soul. I called the police because I felt like it was too big to not call the police.
We used to get mice all the time at our old house because the river.
Yeah,
it'd get warm, mice would come down from the river and they'd fucking go in everybody's houses.
Yeah, man, they're mice don't bother me that bad, but
when they fucking die and you can't find them, oh god, it's the worst.
They stink. Yeah, they stink.
Mm-hmm.
Smell like old dead broccoli. They weren't having any success with the traps trying to catch whatever was in the walls. They had to kind of switch to Plan B with what they had going on. Whatever it was started getting too loud, and it was kind of rustling and making odd, strange noises throughout the house and the walls. So James would start to growl at whatever was in the walls to imitate a predator. I don't know what the predator of a stoat would be. He was trying to imitate a...
like a hawk.
A hawk or a big fucking hippopotamus or something. I don't know. But James would start to growl at it like a dog. I don't know. But to his dismay, whatever was in the walls would start to growl back at him would growl at whatever was in the walls. So
damn.
James is like, I'm getting fucking sick of this. And he says, brr. And then whatever was in the walls, like, okay, motherfucker. And it growled right back at him. So here we got something funky, got some kind of funky monkey going on. Maybe that's what was in the wall. Maybe it was a funky monkey.
Could have been.
Growling back at his ass. He said he was trying to imitate a predator, but the horrors, not the slutty horrors, but the scary stuff, really started to pick up from there. Whatever it was they pissed off, and it started to get worse. So if you think, you're growling at it, it's growling back, it's causing a clutter, or a bunch of noises, crazy stuff, you think that's the worst it can get, it gets worse than there. The holiday season is here, and with it comes the yearly questions of what do I wear to non-ugly sweater parties, and how do I maximize my time savoring holiday moments and minimize my time shopping for gifts? Fear not, weary holiday wanderer. Mack Weldon has all the answers with its an office, whether it's an office party, a party with family and friends, or just a holiday party of your own, your couch, and a game on TV. Mack Weldon has all the essentials to keep you stylish and comfortable throughout the season. And their innovative daily wear system has taken the hard work out of outfit planning with pieces designed to work together for any occasion, saving you time and sparing you any extra holiday stress. Mack Weldon was kind enough to send us some gifts that we've been wearing. They're comfortable. They fit perfectly. They go together. The daily wear system is perfect. You're going to look nice. You're going to look great no matter what you're doing. You're going to be stylish. You're going to look great. You're going to feel great. And that's what Mack Weldon can do for you. You deserve to look good and feel good, and Mack Weldon can help you get there. So I have a very important and special deal for the listeners of the Brohio Podcast. For you can get 20% off your first order. You just got to visit MackWeldon.com/Brohio and enter the promo code Brohio. That's MackWeldon.com/Brohio. Use the promo code Brohio. You're going to get 20% off Mack Weldon. Get it right this holiday season. I know you're hearing a lot about it, guys. Cryptocurrency is the new way to go in terms of investing for your future. There's a lot of things that I had questions about that oftentimes would go unanswered, but my friends at Coinbase have helped clear up a lot of those. Cryptocurrency might feel like a secret or an exclusive club, but Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door, whether you've been trading for years or just starting out. Coinbase can help you out. If you've been looking to level up your financial portfolio, it's always good to diversify. Why not think about cryptocurrency? Backed by the world's leading investors, Coinbase keeps your portfolio safe and secure while adding crypto into your mix. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform. I've tried the app. It's easy, guys. It's seamless. If you're looking to trade cryptocurrency, they make it easy for anyone to dip their toes in, and you're not going to be overwhelmed. And you're going to feel like you're being taken care of. And if you think now is the time for you to try to invest in some cryptocurrency, dabble in some Bitcoin, well, our friends at Coinbase, they can help you out. For a limited time, new users can get $10 free in Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/Brohio. Imagine what $10 worth of Bitcoin 10, 12 years ago would be worth right now. You'd be a freaking millionaire. Sign up at coinbase.com/Brohio for $10 in free Bitcoin. It's free. This is an offer for a very limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. Again, guys, that's coinbase.com/Brohio. You're going to get free $10 worth of Bitcoin. Sit on that for the rest of your life, and you might be able to retire on that. It's free money. It's a free investment. Go to coinbase.com/Brohio. Tell them the awesome guys at Brohio sent you, and they'll get you taken care of. Free $10 in Bitcoin. There was more growls and barking and hissing at this point. Anytime the walls start hissing, you got to figure out what the fuck is going on and get out of there.
It's no bueno.
But then it also started sounding like a baby crying in the walls.
In between hisses and barking and shit. Just
It's a stacking babies in the walls with it.
Man.
That's a bad bitch right there, man. But things started to really take on a sinister sinister tone if the baby crying in the wall wasn't sinister enough. Whatever it was could actually start to mimic the voices, tones, and it would mimic the people inside the house. And it started to learn like basic English language and would talk back to them. But it's not like it was an all of a sudden type thing. It was a progression, much like a baby learning to talk. There was some gurgling one day, and eventually it was like a baby trying to utter its first words. So this
fuck.
This thing in the wall is like, hot pockets, whatever it said. I don't know what this baby ghost snake weasel thing, what its first words was, but they said that it started to mimic their language and could converse back and forth.
That's weird.
So naturally, their 12-year-old daughter Vorey started reciting nursery rhymes and asking the wall to repeat back to her what she was singing to whatever was in the wall. So she would be like, And then the fucking thing in the wall, like, and it would sing right back to her. And I think it's a little bit weird. At that point, I don't know. You just got to burn the fucking house down.
For sure, yeah.
I don't want to have it. I don't want it in my house, whatever it is. I don't want the house. I don't want the daughter, for sure, because she's talking to it and shit. According to the Irving family, the entity did so. In a clear, high-pitched voice, the nursery rhymes. Soon after, it introduced itself to the family as Jeff, spelled G-E-F. And he called himself an extra clever mongoose, is what he told the family, is what he was. He wasn't a ghost. He wasn't a person. He was Jeff, the extra clever mongoose.
Okay.
I've met a lot of clever mongooses in my life. Never met an extra clever mongoose.
Especially named Jeff. Or Geff.
I love it when people give animals human names. It's my most favorite thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
I feel like there's nothing better. I wanted to give Pepper a human name, but just it doesn't work as well for females for me. Like, you get a dog named it Dale or like Randy or something.
Yeah, our friend Kayla, she has a cat named Kevin, and then growing up they had cats named like Henry and
I love it, dude.
It's always like old white guy names.
It's
funny.
Good stuff. Now, Jeff, the extra clever mongoose, he would discuss personal problems with the family. It got to the point where the family kind of saw Jeff as a shrink, and they would all go to him separately.
Damn.
And unload their burdens. And they'd talk to Jeff about all the fucking trials and tribulations going on in their life. They'd be like, Jeff, I know you're just a talking mongoose in the wall. And he said, yeah, I know it too. But I got some fucking shit going on right now. I I'm fucking $500 short on rent. I think I sucked some guy's dick the other day that I wasn't supposed to. And they talked to Jeff. But then Jeff started, whenever one person would come, he'd say, you got problems, but guess what happened to so-and-so? And he'd start to spread the dirt back and forth. He would take their dirty laundry. And he would spread it back and forth, which I do not feel was a very clever thing for an extra clever mongoose. He told the Irvings that he had been born in Delhi, India in 1852. He liked to gossip and would travel around the island picking up all sorts of information, usually quite trite and banal, which means I had to look up what trite and banal, kind of repetitive and boring is what that means. So what Jeff is saying is that he was eavesdropping. He was eavesdropping on everybody in their little village there where they lived. But Jeff would always report back to the Irving family. Super weird. Really fucking turns me on, gets my nipples hard, but it is a little bit weird. The relationship between Jeff and the Irving family was certainly at first an uneasy one. Jeff was often guilty of what he called lightheartedly devilment. His loud This is a fucking weasel in the wall we're talking about right now. This isn't a regular. This is a. This is a weasel, not. Some of you are probably soaking this up like it's a ghost story. This is a weasel story.
He's an Indian weasel who liked to gossip.
I've never wanted something so badly in my life. Number one, I want my teeth to heal. Number two, I want an extra clever mongoose from Delhi. They can just fucking talk to me about my problems. You ever been judged by a mongoose?
I don't think so.
Exactly. So why, that would be the number one person that you would want to talk to about your problems without having to face the consequences of your actions.
Especially if he was Indian.
An Indian mongoose. Probably had some fucking stinky-ass leftovers he was keeping around the house. Yeah, but he was, he called himself Devilment. He had a loud, boisterous banging on the walls that he would resort to. And his satanic laughter engendered fear and hostility throughout the Irving's home. They believe that Jeff the Mongoose, or the entity, whatever the fuck it was trying to scare them out of their farmhouse. One day, as James sat by a window, he spied a very large cat, striped like a tiger. We ourselves did not possess a cat, and I called Veray to come to the window to look at it. She did so and remarked on the size of the cat, but more especially the unusually large bulldog head it had in the book that James was quoted in. James quickly realized that the cat was neither a regular English cat nor a Manx tailless cat and went outside with a single barrel shotgun, intending to chase it away. However, mysteriously, he lost the trail. Quote, cat was a little ahead of me, but easily within range, and it turned through an open gateway into a grass field. I was there a few seconds behind and fully expected to see the cat, but no cat could be seen. Look as I liked, the field was level and there was not a bush or any roughness where he could have hidden, and the hedges were all earth or sod hedges, as they are called here. I detailed my experiences to my wife on her return that night when Jeff called out, "It was me you saw, Jim!" When he was trying to, so after all this went down, he gets back to the house. He said, "God damn it, what the fuck was that?" And then his wife got home and he said, "Listen, baby girl, there was a jungle cat at the back door, and I chased it into the woods. I chased it into the field." And then Jeff piped up from inside the walls and said, "It was me. It was me, the clever mongoose. That's what you saw."
"What are you talking about? It was me."
"You big dum-dums."
"Are you stupid?"
"It was the clever talking mongoose that they saw." Oh, my God. What the fuck is a mongoose?
They kind of look like ferrets.
Dude, they're way meaner than ferrets.
Well, they are, yeah.
I don't know.
They're like mangy ferrets.
Let's see here.
I know they eat snakes. See, look at it.
Oh, God, that thing looks evil.
It's like a fox ferret. Prairie dog.
Looks like a dog fucked a snake is what it looks like. Half cat, half snake, half dog, or a third, whatever.
Mean as fuck, that's all I know.
Yeah, they are, man. But not this one. Not Jeff. So we have to, at this point, we have to talk about the presence of the teenage girl. We've talked a lot over the years. We've been doing this podcast for quite a few years now about poltergeists and the way they manifest through prepubescent girls. Seems like every time we get into a poltergeist story, there's always a prepubescent girl involved, which we have Voray here, and she's of the age of 12. Prepubescent.
Right up there.
And it falls right in with the classic poltergeist story. People in the village claim that when she would walk through town, Veray, they could hear her talking to someone, but whatever or whoever she was talking to was indeed talking back. She claimed that, but they also said her mouth wasn't moving whenever whatever was talking back talked back. She claimed it was indeed Jeff, that he would follow her closely, dipping behind walls and zipping behind trees and bushes. Jeff's sanctum was in Veray's bedroom, and in the early days of the infestation, the then 12-year-old Veray seemed to be the focus of the entity's attention. So there was like a little, almost like a loft above Veray's bedroom. It was where the door came in. There was an area between the top of the door and the ceiling, probably a 3 or 4 foot gap between the ceiling and the top of the door, with a little, you know, 6x6 space up there, and that's where the Jeff, the talking mongoose, that's where he called home. That's where he would hang out at.
Hell yeah.
Quote, on account of Jeff's menacing attitude, threats, and stone throwing, etc., we decided for safety's sake to remove Veray's bedroom into our room and proceeded to do so. Whilst dismantling the bedsteed, Jeff, who was behind the wainscot, screamed, stormed, and threatened what he would do to us. The voice was absolutely full of malice, hatred, and spleen, and he was striking the wainscot with his fist and some mongoose. How hard can he punch it? The voice was absolutely full of malice, hatred, and spleen. He was beating the shit out of the wainscot with his fist with great violence. When the removal had been completed, in a high-pitched voice, fairly trembling with rage, he screamed out, "I'll follow her wherever you move her." Jeff, the world's most interesting mongoose. I don't know why we haven't latched on to putting those kind of things in our butts. That feels like more of a gamble than putting, you know, gerbils and shit in your ass.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. But how do you catch one of these things? Can you even get a mongoose in America? The Mongoose is the most wonderful bike I rode growing up. Got a really nice Mongoose bike.
Yeah, you ain't riding one of these Mongoose, though.
I'll ride one of those. Put some more of them fucking that wisdom teeth stuff to make me numb in there, and I'll ride one of these motherfuckers.
They're so fucking mean.
I would say, comparatively speaking, right here, it's fighting a goddamn cobra. It's fighting a snake. I would say Brickzilla's dick is the size of one of these fucking weasels.
Oh, yeah,
one
no
of these
doubt.
Mongoose. That's, if I were Brickzilla and someone said, how big's your dick? I would say about the size of a mongoose. That's the easiest way to put it.
I mean, if you fucked Brickzilla, there's no way you couldn't get a mongoose in there afterwards.
If I fucked Brickzilla, they would be taking me to the morgue, dude. That thing would shatter me in half. There's no... I've pooped stuff way smaller than that that's crippled me and brought me to tears. There's no way I'm putting that thing in my bottom. And who's to say what his bottom looks like? I don't know. I wonder if we could get him on the podcast. He would fucking hate us by the end of the interview. I would just be like, how big's your dick? With the first question. And he'd say about the size of a mongoose. He's on Twitter. I think we should probably reach out to him.
Let's do that.
He probably got a Cricket phone. Cricket wireless. He looked like a crackhead.
Boost Mobile.
Big old fat schlong, though. With most of the synergy in the house surrounding Jeff's activity and Voray together, there was a Feinstein speculation from town folks that it was indeed a poltergeist. And I'm gonna defer to Rob for these next few lines here, because my mouth's going to bleed out.
No problem. But someone said here, mongoose average size is 14 inches. Brickzilla is 13.
See? Spot on.
So there you go. Perfect research there. Yeah. Where am I at?
A poltergeist, a combination of the German terms for crash and polter.
Got it. A poltergeist, a combination of the German terms for crash, polter, and ghost, geist, is a noisy spirit that often throws objects violently, rattles cupboards and drawers, and generally makes a loud nuisance of itself. Poltergeist activity often involves a adolescent who is suffering from emotional turmoil when the activity begins. Indeed, in one of the most infamous poltergeist case, the Enfield poltergeist, paranormal activities were centered around 11-year-old Janet Hodgson, and in the Danny poltergeist case, it was 14-year-old Jason Cobb. In the Battersea poltergeist case, the activity was centered around 15-year-old Shirley Hitchings. The Thornton Heath poltergeist case of the 1930s involved 16-year-old son of a Mr. and Mrs. Forbes. So as you can see, there's a consistency of...
Definitely correlation there.
Yeah, just what we were talking about. Excuse me. Some believe that adolescents are the locus of poltergeist activity because these spirits are attracted to hormonal fluctuations and or unresolved emotional stress, repressed anger, hostility, and... sexual tension. I'm surprised there's not a poltergeist here right now, then.
They're just talking about Brickzilla and they fucking peaced out.
Others argue that there are actually no spirits or entities involved at all, and that it is the individuals themselves that generate bursts of telekinetic energy which cause objects to move.
That's telekinesis, Kyle!
Through recurrent spontaneous psychokinesis, RSPK, though the individual or agent generating this energy is unaware of their role in events. Either way, it would seem that where there is unexplained poltergeist-like activity, there is usually an adolescent involved.
These fucking kids. I told you when you walked down here tonight, Rob, I was all flustered and fucking kids took my charger and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't fucking like kids. And you said, man, they suck.
They do.
But now you bring the
he just one other thing to worry about.
You got
to
watch them. They're shifty. They'll shit. In
yeah.
The fucking and this happened to me the other day. One of my kids. And I don't know why they do this. And I've been trying to break him with this for a long time. One of them, they got a serial pooper in this house. I don't know who it is. But they'll shit. They'll wipe their ass. And they'll take the shitty toilet paper and they'll throw it in the trash can.
Oh, no.
And we'll flush it.
No.
And it pisses me off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's so fucking gross and so lazy that maybe I've got a standing wiper in here that just doesn't like to...
I don't know.
To own up.
And then someone sent us an email after, you know, we talked about the last episode about standing shit, mm-hmm. or standing to wipe or sitting to wipe, and you're like, dude, everybody sits to wipe.
Yeah.
No, there's people out there that stand to wipe.
You fucking weirdos.
Someone emailed us and said, why would I stick my hand in a fucking toilet I just shit in to wipe my ass?
You're not touching the fucking toilet. You're not like scrubbing the bowl with, and then wiping your ass with it.
You know how many times I've reached down to wipe my ass and actually grazed a fucking a turd with my hand?
None. Ever.
Four times. That's all. It's, it only happened to me four times. So.
Unless I was proud of it and wanted to pluck it out.
So just going off those sheer calculations alone, I think it's safe to say, all the years I've been pooping once a day for 34 and a half years, it's safe to reach down there and wipe your ass. If only Bro. Four times I've knuckled a turd a couple times trying to wipe myself.
Man, someone just likes to get their butt real poopy. Stand up and just smash it in between their cheeks.
Yeah, if you're going to stand up and wipe, why even bother wiping your fucking butt at that point? Just, yeah. You're nasty, nasty. Just go on about your day and be fucking gross with shit in your ass.
Man.
Shit in your taint, your pussy.
You need to reevaluate your life.
All these nasty guys listening to this podcast with shits in their pussies. You got shit in your... If you shit your pussy, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com.
I think I've been there before.
You know, I shit my pussy every day. I think it's fun. I think it's fun to dance with the devil a little bit. Just
sometimes you have to
try and get your hand as close. I want to. Sometimes my hand gets so close to the turd that I can feel the fucking heat coming off of it when my hand goes. It's like putting it up to an iguana lamp, you know. Like I'm trying to heat up a lizard.
I'm a little different where sometimes whenever I'm wiping my ass, I'll purposely try to slide my finger in a little bit just to get a little extra out of there.
My turds are hotter than a lizard lamp. Even after they hit that cool toilet water.
You need you a mongoose, man.
Yeah, dude. I need a BMX bike. I used to like to do that as a kid, just shit myself and then get on my bike and ride around and make everybody smell my shit all day. Nobody hates a fucking kid more than a kid that shit himself.
Oh, man.
I used to play football with this kid. He always shit himself. I get downwind from that motherfucker, and I'd be like, why just go wipe your ass, buddy?
Man, there's nothing worse than someone smelling poopy.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Sorry.
You want me to continue?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay. When asked directly if he was a poltergeist, Jeff said, Jeff is said to have responded in the negative, saying, I am not like one of those. Claiming instead to be more like an Indian familiar.
Yeah.
An
Indian familiar.
All right. The local press would even speak about him sometimes, calling him the man weasel. Man weasel mystery grips island. Queerest beast talks to Daily Dispatch reporter.
That's what.
Okay.
In fifth grade, all of our teachers had to guess what we were going to be when we grew up, and my teacher said the queerest. That's that's what they said about me.
A queer mongoose.
Yeah, I'm going to be a queer mongoose. Big old fat bottom, juicy tri-tip butt. Yeah.
The tri-tip, man.
Yeah, that's good stuff, isn't it?
Hell yeah,
it is. It's hard to get around here, but mm-hmm. goddamn, tri-tip is delicious.
Now, before long, word had spread further afield, and in 1932, psychic investigator Harry Price arranged for a colleague, Harold Dennis, to travel to Cashin's Gap to investigate the case. Dennis conducted numerous interviews with the Irvings, as well as many local residents who had claimed to have heard Jeff talking or had other kinds of eerie encounters which they attributed to Jeff. A sample of hair said to be Jeff's was sent to the Zoological Society of London, and a plaster cast... that James Irving claimed to be Jeff's teeth and paws was sent to the Natural History Museum for analysis.
That was a typo. It should have been teeth and balls.
Okay.
Sorry, sold. My bad.
While the hair was identified as dog hair, likely from the Irving sheepdog, the origins of the plaster imprints could not be easily determined. They did not match any known animal, although it was stated that they in no way resembled the paws or teeth of a mongoose. So,
do you see him like in their basement trying to fake the fucking paw prints? And he's like, we got to make this look right. She's like, well, what the fuck does a mongoose footprint look like? Yeah, I don't fucking know. Ask Jeff. Jeff's not real.
This isn't a paw print. This is a ball print of Brickzilla.
Dude,
let's just change this to the Brickzilla podcast.
We should do an episode about Brickzilla.
Let's fucking do it, man. Though tangible evidence was not forthcoming, there were certainly some strange occurrences during Dennis's visit to the Irving's farmhouse, from disembodied voices. And this is in quotes here. We, Dennis and the Irvings, sat and talked until just about 11:45 p.m., and as nothing had taken place, I suggested making my way back to Glen May. Just as I had shut the door of the house, we heard a very shrill voice from inside scream out, "Go away! Who is that man?" Mr. Irving gripped my arm and said, "That's it.
That's the fucking mongoose."
Shrill screams accompanied by terrific knocking, loud bangs, emanated from all parts of the house in quick succession, as if the perpetrator moved with lightning speed. The bangs appeared to come from the roof, Mr. and Mrs. Irving's room, over the kitchen, and on the staircase. The noise continued for about 15 minutes, culminating with tremendous bangs as if someone had been thrown with great violence upstairs.
Fuck yeah.
So we went again to the Vore's room and found that a heavy chair which Miss Irving had put on the staircase covering had been flung from its place and fallen partly on the bed and partly on a chest of drawers. Vore, who was awake, said, "Oh, it's only some of Jeff's tricks," but did not appear at all perturbed.
You know what?
It's just Jeff being Jeff, man.
I'm a little suspicious at this point. Prepubescent girl. She's wilding. She's doing bad shit. She's probably doing cocaine at fucking school, listening to Whitesnake, getting her guts pushed in. This is definitely her fault. I'm not buying the Jeff the Mongoose. I'm buying it was Vore.
Makes sense.
And just for all of you wondering, Rob is eating approximately 48 pounds of ice on his side of the table tonight. If that gets your whistle wet. I'm going to go ahead and tell you about whatever happened to Jeff.
It's like the same thing as a mouth breather, but so.
It's worse.
Yeah.
it's a nut cruncher.
I love eating ice, man.
Around the closing of the 1930s, Jeff's visitations became less frequent, and Margaret and Vore eventually left the farmhouse in 1945 following James' unfortunate death.
Aww.
The following year, the new owner, actor Leslie Graham, claimed to have shot Jeff.
Fuck.
I killed that weasel. They claimed to shot Jeff, but pictures of the dead animal showed it to be a large black and white creature. Upon seeing the pictures, Vore Irving was adamant that the thing Graham had shot was not Jeff.
Aww.
Ultimately, the investigations of Dennis and Price, as well as those other researchers, were never able to provide real evidence in support of the Irving's claims, nor to prove or disprove conclusively the evidence of Jeff the Talking Mongoose. Harry Price was skeptical and wrote in private correspondence that, quote, "The affair is susceptible of a psychological explanation and elaboration that the whole family must be mixed up in it, but there still remains the question of motive. The motive for the imposter lies much deeper than mere publicity, and that is what makes the case so interesting, not Jeff."
Shit, I think fucking Jeff is interesting.
Jeff is a very interesting mongoose.
He can't be killed.
And if Jeff, if you are listening, we'd love to have you on the podcast. Tell
so
you
I want to know what they killed then. If it wasn't Jeff, it was like his brother Jerry.
Oh, sorry. I'm Roger the Raccoon. Yeah. You got the wrong guy. I just moved in.
You thought you could kill me. You would not kill me. You would never kill me.
You kick my dog. Veray Irving died in 2005, the year that Rob and I finally took
graduated
the
high school
graduation.
Yeah, man, somehow we've managed.
Yeah, throughout her life, she shied away from any public notoriety, but always insisted that Jeff was real and that the case of the Dalby spook was not a hoax.
Dalby spook.
One thing is certain, though.
Bit on my microphone.
the Dalby spook. One thing is certain, though, regardless of whether it was real or hoax, the tale of Jeff, the extra special talking mongoose, is one of UK folklore's strangest and most fascinating stories.
The extra special, that just makes him seem retarded.
Dude, this is a talking mongoose. We're not dealing with like a regular mongoose here.
I guess that's true.
This is an extra special.
He's extra special.
So who wins in a fight? Brickzilla's dick or mongoose?
Well, according to our YouTube investigators, mongoose is bigger, but I think Brickzilla's dick's meaner. Yeah, you see what it can do to little white girls?
Yeah, he starts swinging that thing around like a mace. You fucking wipe out everybody in the room, man. I wish I would have just devoted the energy and research to Brickzilla the entire... He's like Kimbo Slice. He's probably dead, though. He's just a flash in the pan.
I didn't even know he was a thing, man.
No, neither did I until I stumbled upon him last night. Someone tagged us in something on Twitter's wild.
Oh, dude.
Instagram, you can't put up pictures of your butthole. Facebook, cannot put up pictures of your dad's butthole. But Twitter, you can put up pictures of your little brother's butthole, and that shit'll stay there.
It's like the Wild West on Twitter, man. I can't do Twitter.
It's pretty bad.
I just don't get it. I tried for the longest time to figure it out. I'm like, fuck, man, this shit's weird.
Yeah, it is really weird. But they tagged me, and it was something funny. But I said, the dude's dick wasn't even what the content was about. But I said, I got to go to the comments on this one and see who this man is. And they said, Brickzilla, nice dick. But we don't follow anybody on Twitter.
Yeah.
We have to follow him. The big old sausage.
That's a fucking keeper, man.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if you have a 14-inch dick, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We probably won't be back before Christmas.
Probably not. I'm going to try to do another story time episode tomorrow, maybe.
Everyone said it was really good. And then one guy wrote us and said, hey, you stole that story from No Sleep. Well, the stories come from Reddit.
Yeah, bro. I'm just taking them from fucking Reddit.
The same place where No Sleep gets their stories.
Yeah, and all I don't even just get them straight from No Sleep, so it just depends on what I'm scrolling through at the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes let's not meet. Sometimes it's just random fucking places. And yeah,
it's good stuff. Check it out. I do wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
I do definitely.
I hope it's better than the one I'm going to have. And from now on, we will never give Rob ice cubes on the podcast ever again. We're going to get 5,000 one stars because of this one.
I'm going to need the next podcast. I'm going to need something really squishy.
Like my dick. Hey, if you're listening to us on Spotify, hop on the homepage. As long as you're a Spotify subscriber, go to the homepage there and you can rate us on Spotify now.
Started doing ratings on Spotify, so let's do that.
We want to get it up over 1,000 here this week.
Over 2 million.
Yeah, I'm on board for that. So if that's you, just pop over and then just tap it. Right when you tap play, just tap the little 5-star with thank you so much. But have a merry, very merry Christmas. Hope Santa brings you
one
of them suction cup dildos you can put on the wall so you and your family can all fuck each other.
If not, you can borrow mine.
Ours.
Yeah, I mean ours. Yeah, yeah.
Don't call it just yours.
Are we doing a Zoom or no?
I want to take pain pills and lay down.
My man.
Unfortunately.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm on the disabled list right now.
Okay.
All right.
Well, to make up for it, if you guys are in the group, I might do a live video later. So
good talk to his
retarded ass.
He'll do that Ace Ventura thing where he talks with his butt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'll do it for
you. No pants. Sans the pants.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Love you guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
If you like true crime, celebrities, or conspiracies, this story is for you. Remember where you were at mentally and emotionally during the pandemic? Now imagine you're being hacked, stalked, and manipulated by someone or something so powerful that it becomes a federal case. That's what happened to me. The Final War Podcast. Out now on all available platforms.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you like true crime, celebrities, or conspiracies, this story is for you. Remember where you were at mentally and emotionally during the pandemic? Now imagine you're being hacked, stalked, and manipulated by someone or something so powerful that it becomes a federal case. That's what happened to me. The Final War Podcast. Out now on all available platforms.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you like true crime, celebrities, or conspiracies, this story is for you. Remember where you were at mentally and emotionally during the pandemic? Now imagine you're being hacked, stalked, and manipulated by someone or something so powerful that it becomes a federal case. That's what happened to me. The Final War Podcast. Out now on all available platforms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.